For the first time in its history, the public schools of Pittsfield, Massachusetts are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day in place of Columbus Day today. Not everyone in town welcomes the change. Pittsfield's contentious debate over today, this day, October 8th, began on January 23rd. That was the night the Pittsfield School Committee first raised the topic of replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day.
And at that time, we had, the night of the vote, we had only three people speak, and those three people were in favor of our decision to move the school calendar, to change the school calendar. And after that, it was sort of an uprising from the Italian community in Pittsfield.
That's school committee president Catherine Yon. The outcry that followed led to a second meeting in May, which Yon felt went well. But it was quickly gathering steam outside of the committee.
They also went to the city council, so this was starting to expand.
The June 12th Pittsfield City Council meeting served as the issue's climactic public moment, pitting an older generation of Italian-American residents against increasing skepticism about a holiday celebrating a man whose brutality was well documented even in his own time.
I personally feel, and I believe others of Italian heritage feel, that students need to be made aware of Indigenous people, but also of Christopher Columbus's achievements as well.
City Councilor Anthony Simonelli at the June meeting, defending the 15th century explorer's record as he brought a petition to condemn the school committee's decision before the council. It was an emotional meeting, with citizens from either side of the issue delivering passionate statements in the opening minutes. City Council Vice President John Kroll defended the committee's decision.
Columbus's acts of cruelty were so unspeakable and so legendary, even in his own day, not in 2018, in his own day, the governor in Spain slapped him and his two brothers into chains and shipped them off to Spain to answer for their crimes against the natives.
Ultimately, the council rejected the petition, and the committee reaffirmed its decision at a July 12th meeting. Flash forward to today.
It's not a day that we particularly took time to celebrate in the past, and I think the school committee and some other leaders in the community were looking to make a statement about who we celebrate and who we don't.
Pittsfield Public Schools Superintendent Jake McCandless. He says his takeaway from the bitter dispute was about two sides of an issue finding resolution.
I think therein really lies the teachable moment about, you know, how do we with any issue take deeply oppositional beliefs and come to some conclusion, even if the conclusion is agreeing to disagree in respectful ways that don't sever the relationship among parties.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.